minus goal in the first period that was set the table setter for you guys, and so that would be momentum the rest of
the way? Yeah, it was that kind of game. They had probably three really good chances in the first period. And then Patty does what he's been doing for us. He doesn't need much time or many opportunities. He's just a lethal shooter right now, and we're trying to give him the puck, I guess, as much as we can. Nothing really. I mean, we'll see tomorrow. We're hopeful. It has nothing to do with his previous injury, so that's the positive. We're hopeful that he'll get. But we'll check. We'll have a real good idea tomorrow. No, I mean he was pretty stiff there, so we're not. We'll know tomorrow. Okay, and that's the best I can do. Yeah.
Paul, was it related to the collision with Blake, or he took directly. A couple other hits?
No, it was right from there.
Was there any concern about leaving him in at that point?
No, he was fine after. It just stiffened up really quickly. So he was. I mean, we're not. Well, we wouldn't put a player at risk under any circumstances, but in the situation we are, we monitor all our injuries very closely on the bench, and so as soon as he felt that he was really starting to stiffen up, we got him out of there.
As well as you could script it for Steve Mason's return to the net?
Because he, he didn't get overworked. He had a couple of tough ones early, a couple of squeezers right around the net that he made a good save on, and then a lot of what came to him he saw clean. So it was a good start for sure.
A little
indirect. The wraparound, yeah. We had a couple. They put a lot of pucks into the net, that area from around the post, so there were some scrambles there we had to get sticks on. For the most part, we were pretty good with it. The ones that got away from us, we either got a real big save or a good stick, yeah.
That second goal, Joe Morrow makes a great breakout pass to Ben Chiarot. Good entry. When you're getting that production from your so-called third-line D pairing.
Yeah, they've been good. They've moved the puck pretty well. I think it was a tough game for our defense to play. What they're good at is they, even with their lineup, they generate some offense every night. And they're dangerous when they get in and around there. So it was fairly effective in how they move the puck.
On that first goal, Paul drops the puck, and then he, in his own words, kind of sets a pick for Patrick.
Outstanding pick.
Is that one of the examples you said this morning of him learning to adapt to the players who he plays with?
This guy's a great veteran pro. And watching him play, he does so many of the things that Ronnie Francis would do. He's just such a great understanding of what's going on the ice, the adjustments the other teams are making, and what's happening around him. So he knows where Patty is. He knows... He didn't step into the guy to interfere with him. He just held his lane, so he doesn't take a penalty. It's a clean play, but really headsy player.
Yeah.